Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. This is episode 36 of Art Talk, and today I'm going to talk about the story behind the female portrait in art history and why it has to change. Yeah, you wouldn't think about that, but it has to change. Historically, a man who commissioned a portrait was either a person of power, often within church, wanting a Maria figure, or a merchant, a man who could sacrifice everything in pursuit of wealth. His imagination would be that the affluent world would open its arms. The portraits commissioned in a religious setting to show God that you are an obedient servant were often a triptych. Three parts. The God figure in the middle, depicted largest. And then on one side, the apostles, his direct servants, as smaller. And on the other side, the family, a man and his wife and children. Even there was a hierarchy. The man was larger than the woman. Women did not commission a portrait themselves. Men did. And I asked myself, okay, to what extent has this dripped through now, 2022? There could be many reasons why man did this. That was about honoring his wife, secretly having a mistress, maybe even goes further, because when a man depicts himself with his wife and children, and he is well-dressed in his wife too, that means also there's a type of wealth in the family. And another reason is that it was predominantly men who had the money to commission an artist. They had the money. A woman didn't have the money. A woman didn't even have assets. Women were not allowed to have their own properties, which is still the case in certain societies. So they cannot even own themselves in a lot of cases. Now, for centuries, and that's another, but that is more a psychological reason, the female model was the most popular topic. But of who? Of the male artist. So the male gaze fantasizing or hiding their own homosexuality because that was dangerous terrain formed and shaped the female. Even though Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci were both gay, they often painted male figures in a religious setting. Female artists become more visible, as they should, but are still not gaining the appreciation they should get. And as a female portrait artist, I noticed that it is, least to say, a challenge to let women get herself painted. And it is not something that I make up. I talk with a lot of women, and when I ask, they say, no, I don't need a painting of myself on the wall. And some bluntly tell me, oh no, I don't like to look in my face. I don't ever look in the mirror. So there is a thing. We live in a world where women become more independent, become entrepreneurs, have their own wealth. Yet a portrait of themselves is apparently problematic. So society has made the norm for how females should look and dress. And many think it is clothing, or it is that you need to be so skinny that you see the bones through your skin. And I ask myself, how can we as women change this world in a more balanced place? Where women have equal rights and power. But we have to start with worthiness. Feeling worthy. Because, I learned from my coach, Dr. Libby Kamkaran, that our brain is a neurological mirror. And we are so used of man ruling, man having the position in businesses, that a lot of female entrepreneurs turn into that man. They start to behave like that because it is almost normal, because that makes the wealth, that makes the business. And some think that it is the clothing. So I got a question, or someone posted a question, if we thought clothing would be part of business success and wealth. And I'd like, nah, it's your authenticity from the inside out. But this society, mostly men, even in the fashion industry, that have defined that norm. And there is a saying, clothing makes the man, right? So that means that if you are dressed in a suit or whatever the fashion is issue, then you will be successful. But I don't believe for a moment that this change comes because of being an entrepreneur and dressing and wearing clothing that still soothes the male gaze. No. Because as hard as it sounds, it is the truth. But it is all worthiness. How worthy? And it's easy to say, yeah, I feel worthy. No, you don't. If you can't look in a mirror, if you don't feel comfortable seeing yourself on the wall, you don't. I don't say all women, but many. And I spoke with many. And they're pretty successful too. Our power is not on the outside. It is on the inside. So why would you shy away from yourself? Why can a man be portrayed showing off his wealth by what he wears? Because that happens. Nice suit, nice clothing, art history, you can see it. And the visitor, shining off to the visitor who looks at him and his women, his wife or not. And so I like to challenge all of you, women, female artists, think about this. If you portray women, or maybe you should say, how many women do you portray? Do you portray more men or more women? And you probably don't have a problem with portraying yourself if you're a portrait artist, because that's a normal thing. I do that too. But how many women would love to be portrayed? So I want to challenge you, artists and entrepreneurs, and no matter what you are or who you are, how would you like to be portrayed? Is that just as you are? Is that hiding or together with your beloved animal, your dog or something? Is it within a historical setting, an art historical setting, a picture where that you think, that's, I love that, and I want to be in that picture? Is it just you? You, beautiful and powerful from the inside. Ask yourself, how worthy do you feel? Is that only because of the money you earn, the clothing you wear? Or is it because the energy you ripple out to make that impact, that change? And just ask yourself, who taught you that when you look in the mirror, you ripple, that you have to look a certain way? Are these thoughts yours? Or are these from society? Think about it. If we as women want to step up and make that change, we have to be able to look at ourselves. It is always first, be. And if men were the ones asking for the female portraits, or painted them mostly, don't you think it's time that we take that power back ourselves? the transformation comes also through the process. Because it is a collaboration. You work together. You tell a story. I listen. I channel that. You can see how the process is going. It's a process. Painting is a process, as it is for all artists, way more important than the end result. But this transformation of you being painted is equally a transformational process, and that is the most important thing. I think, and I believe, that art is the perfect vehicle for this, to transform you and to love yourself honestly and be who you are, authentic within yourself. And you will find that everything starts to change around you. So, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge all women to participate in a free competition that I run. And this is not for anything else, but to mainly to get a large community to empower women. We have to empower each other. We have to carry each other. We have to combine the energy and ripple it out. So challenge yourself and join for free. You've nothing to lose, only to gain. You can always leave again if you think, nah, that's nothing for me. All fine. I really look forward, because it is more important than you think. And to just take a sidetrack, if you look at what the women in Iran are doing, the teenagers, the young adults, the students, they fight for their right, for their human right. They have been suppressed for way too long. Yeah. So it's time that we stand up, and it's time that you feel so worthy in everything you are from the inside out, that it is not a problem to get portrayed in either way. In what way, doesn't matter. Think about it. Thank you all for listening. Really, really look forward to comments, to hear topics that you would like me to discuss. If you want more about art, how you have to proceed things, ask me. Ask me, and I will make an episode about it. You can find me on Instagram, Karin Merricks Fine Art. You can also find me on Facebook, Karin Merricks Fine Art. And of course, my website, karinmerricks.co.uk. I wish you all a lovely week. And don't forget to think about it. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.